This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting. For investors who want the whole story, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to the KEL Politics, the McKinney Corlin Political Opinion Hour. These are opinions on our part. I'd like to get your views on whether you agree or disagree. We're going to start out, we're going to talk about the speech that Joe Biden gave last night. I watched it start to finish. A neighbor of mine watched it start to finish. She said the same thing that I felt. He said, Biden looks like a pretty sinister guy up there. He said, kind of reminds me of Hitler. And now that's not me talking. That's my neighbor talking. That's an opinion. That's his opinion. I want to say that whoever okayed that speech, in my opinion, made a very big mistake in terms of the American opinion of Joe Biden. It was really, really, in my opinion, out of place, in the sense that all he did was lambast the Republicans, although he did say there are plenty of good Republicans out there, but of course he was forced, I believe, to say that. I did not think it was a good speech. I will say that my progressive friends applauded it. I do not agree with them 100%. Neither does the Drudge Report, which I read this morning. They also their articles implicated, in my opinion, that it was not a good speech whatsoever. Jimmy, what was your opinion? I'm going to give you the whole segment, bud.
So my thought is that Biden has now etched his place in history as being the most divisive president in American history, that he absolutely disenfranchised an attempt to alienate and politically attack about half the nation. And he's doing so at a time when he has polling numbers in the mid to high 30s, a very small percentage of the population supporting him. And he did it with the backdrop of this dark theme of red on the outside's blue with Marines standing behind him, an incredibly political speech that was supposed to be a White House non-political speech. I think it was probably the lowest point of very many low points in this administration, and you have to question what's going on behind the scenes and what are the deeper messages that are being sent with this type of not only visualization, but this type of commentary, and how desperate or how nefarious are these actual people running this administration.
Jimmy, I'm going to be very interested in watching and reading some of the editorials that come out about that speech. Very interested. I'll be very interested in watching the editorial shows on Sunday. I'm sure they're going to be focusing on the speech. I don't really see how anybody could say that was a good speech in terms of bringing America back together. I don't think it worked. I think it was out of place. I think it was divisive, and I am so sorry that that happened.
Yeah, as an American, you got to wonder what the heck he was saying with some of the comments, like unite behind a single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology, but then completely alienates 75 million voters and then uses the and continually 81 million votes. They wanted to change 81 million votes. A lot of people questioned whether Joe Biden was able to get 10 million more votes than Barack Obama. And of course, 6 million more than Donald Trump. A lot of people question that. I don't think he did anything at this point to actually encourage people that, in fact, he should have gotten 81 million votes. I think it's quite the opposite. But the imagery and And the entire theme was actually created and crafted. And you've got to wonder what was going on behind the scenes. And you're right, the editorials are going to be, I think, they're already coming out fairly brutal for the most part. Even if you're a moderate, you've got to wonder what he was saying when he was alienating people and calling them semi-fascist and actually, you know, MAGA forces, what they're doing to our country. It shows a level of desperation, but more sinisterly, it is using this theme that someone inside the White House thinks is a valuable theme. And let me explain it a little bit, Al. So, they came out with this, everyone just jumped on this, let's go Brandon, FJB, you know, basically the mistake at the NASCAR race where when the journalist actually said, oh, when the crowd was screaming and yelling F Joe Biden, she makes this comment, oh, listen, they're saying let's go Brandon talking about the NASCAR driver, when in reality they were talking about Joe Biden and using very profane words. Now, that became a very big theme, you know. Let's go Brandon indicates Joe Biden.
Right.
Well, so what the left
that,
is trying to
If I'm not
do,
mistaken, that doesn't necessarily depict him in a particularly positive manner. Is that correct?
No, it's a pretty negative statement. And, of course, he was so incompetent, he actually repeated it once in a conversation or an interview. He said, oh, yeah, let's go Brandon. But what has happened is somebody inside the White House, you know, there's all these consultants and all these people that are actually hired in order to shape this imaging and messaging. And, of course, the tech companies and the millennials that are running this regime right now, the crazies and, of course, the communists and the socialists behind the scenes, or at least the authoritarians, are trying to reshape Brandon into this idea of dark Brandon theme. And dark Brandon, you can see these memes that are coming out with Joe Biden being this tough guy.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Why do you say dark Brandon? I think that Brandon makes him look a little bit more like a fool. Why do you say dark Brandon?
No, listen to what's happening. They're trying, the White House and consultants are trying to reshape that negative let's go Brandon into this idea of dark Brandon, meaning this powerful force that's actually, it's basically reflecting a common theme from a Christopher Nolan Batman film, where dark, you know, Batman basically was a good guy, but in a very dark way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to appeal to a certain, they're using some advisors to write these themes and to reshape him into this dark Brandon character, which is the Dark Knight from Christopher Nolan's Batman theme, which actually kind of reflects what's happening in America right now, but absolutely in the opposite way. Brandon is actually in Biden and his regime are actually taking away individual rights and freedoms. They're actually silencing people. They're actually forcing people to take vaccinations in spite of, you know, laws. They're doing all these different things to undermine the country and create civil disorder, but then they're trying to reshape this theme. And the imagery behind Joe Biden last night and the consistency of his talk was actually very consistent with this the foundations of his speech were very consistent with kind of changing this imagery. So some advisors, some consultants have given this idea that this is the way to reshape Joe Biden into some sort of warrior for the left or for the progressives or for people. But the problem is he's actually inciting people to violence. And he's appealing to a very small and a very narrow group of people, almost like, hey, Antifa guys, let's get back and burn down the cities like we did in summer of 2020. And it's incredibly damaging and very divisive. It is nothing to unify the country. It is absolutely alienating people that have a tremendous respect for the Constitution and are patriotic, attempting to re-grab the patriotism umbrella or put the flag around the Democratic Party now.
Just for a second, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, but we're going to come back to this subject at the beginning of the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. Our opinion is that spread, that speech did not do the Democrats really any good. And I can say that's, I think, a valid opinion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics, the McKinney Corlin Political Opinion Hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about, we've got about 8 minutes here. It's one of our shorter segments, so we're going to talk about what's our opinions about Biden's speech on Thursday, the 1st of September, which he gave, I want to stress, in Philadelphia. So far, our opinions are that he didn't really do himself any favors. He didn't do the Democrats any favors. I'm going to ask Jimmy to go on and opine on that a little bit more. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so we ended the last segment. I was talking about the incitement of violence. You know, he actually was, it appears to be very specifically targeting a group of people, the activists, the most, progressive, but not just progressive, potentially abusive people on the left. We all lived through the summer of 2020, where we watched literally hundreds of cities burn.
Right.
You know, over 200 cities, over $2 billion worth of damage that was created by Antifa and BLM riots around this country. Now, how do you mobilize them against a political opposition which is gaining massive ground? And what we're seeing in most of the primaries is America First, if you will, Trumpian or very conservative candidates are being put forward for the November election, winning their primaries because of a very strong stance against what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. with the Biden regime. So what he's doing is almost like trying to inflame. It appears to me, this is my view, it looks like they're trying, someone back that's writing these speeches and taking this agenda is trying to inflame those activists so they can get back involved and actually turn the tide and maybe justify pushback if they cheat or take more corrupt actions in the November elections.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's okay, I'll equate it very clearly. It's like Adolf Hitler in the early 30s inciting the brown shirts to violence and then ultimately, you know, getting the government involved in Kristallnacht, you know, trying to destroy the Jews in the country.
Right.
Now, that's almost the exact same parallel. He's targeting it's a minority, but a very large minority, if a minority at all, of people that are really fed up with what's happening in Washington. But he's using law enforcement, he's using intimidation, and he's inciting people that have a proven track record of being violent and destructive.
Jimmy, I have to interrupt you just for a second. Now, law enforcement has always been the backbone of America, in my opinion. The FBI has always been an organization that really has been in there to help the people. The police department has always been an organization that was, you know, who are you going to call? The police department. The police department came and saved my bacon and my wife's bacon one night when somebody was trying to break into our house, and that was years ago. How did the Democrats manage to get the FBI and the police department, in your opinion, on their side?
Well, I'm not arguing that the police department.
I know you're not arguing.
I don't think they're on Biden's side. But like I say, I don't think local police departments are actually on his side. I don't think state police departments in many cases are on his side. I think certain elements within the FBI are definitely on his side, or at least on the government side. And they have now shifted their view from being responsible to the people of the United States to being responsible to protect the government. And with the threat to the government as being a conservative ideology that says we need to get rid of a lot of the government, they're protecting the government.
Yeah.
And so the FBI in particular, what you have is a very successful effort by the Obama regime and to abuse the national security apparatus to spy on political opponents and then emplace people that supported their ideologies inside those powerful agencies in both Department of Justice and the FBI, as well as into the intelligence community,
yeah,
where they were shaping information to appease a leader. And now if they are caught doing it, they're worse. So they're called out on it. So what are they doing? They're attempting to cover it up. And you can see it with all the intel officials that signed the letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian misinformation, when in fact there was no evidence it was, and the FBI knew that it wasn't because they'd had it for over a year. So that's how they've done this. Over a slow period of time, the Obama administration used the 9/11, the Patriot Act, to slowly infiltrate his people into government, and that now government is protecting itself. not the people. Mm-hmm. Local government, in America, we want to call 911 and have someone show up, right?
Yep.
Many places in the world, that doesn't happen. I would say in most places in the world, that doesn't happen. We're very used to it. What we're seeing now, though, with the politicalization of law enforcement and the military, and you're seeing it with all these, with Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, undermining President Trump by calling the Chinese at the during the January 6th events and telling them that the government was stable and he would warn them if we were going to attack them. That's unbelievable. And then actually forcing other leaders in other services to say, you'll listen to me, you won't listen to Donald Trump. And then publicly putting it out in statements and books that have been now been written by Woodward and other people that show that he did that. And, oh, by the way, he walked away from actually the burning of the church out in front of Washington and said he apologized for being in a picture with the president for the use of the military in political terms, when in fact they had two Marines standing behind Joe Biden last night at the speech. It's unbelievable. And that's how it's slowly working itself into this frenzy. And the people in charge are very worried about being caught. And so now they're taking actions like raiding Mar-a-Lago. They're taking actions to intimidate and use law enforcement to silence political opposition. And it's becoming overwhelmingly evident, and hopefully most Americans are beginning to see it.
Yeah.
I want to say, last night, ABC, NBC, CBS didn't even broadcast Joe Biden's speech. It's too bad. I wish they would have, because more Americans could have seen the idiocy of it and the actual corrupt nature and the evil, dark statements that he was making. CBS broadcast to understand Law and Order, NBC, Young Sheldon, ABC, a game show. So how many people actually watched it? Only the very, very strongly associated progressive socialist ideologues that are now trying to take power in the country
without that way.
Yeah. So it's a very dangerous situation, and this administration has failed miserably to do anything to defend or protect this nation.
Well, Jim, let me interrupt you. We've got about a minute left here. Actually, less than a minute left here to wrap this up. Let me wrap this up by saying I was hoping and praying that last night the speech would be somewhat conciliatory and America would come back together. I don't care who the unifier is. If it's Joe Biden, that's great. In my opinion, last night simply did not work. And I think the future ahead of us is pretty grim, if you want to know the truth. Stick around, going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any Trump supporter.
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News. NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says the weather forecast right now is looking good.
We do expect clearing on the back side of that, and that is because that is the reason why we are trending the forecast to more of an 80% favorability at the end of the launch window tomorrow afternoon.
She says Monday is the backup launch window with a 70% probability of go based on the weather. However, she notes that the weather could be more volatile. When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time to continue the McKinney Corlin Political Opinion Hour. We're going to talk a little bit about what the general public is thinking right now. That was some specific examples, what the lockdowns have done to education in terms of our young people. Jimmy, you want to start out?
Yeah, I think, you know, just finishing up on last night's speech, where Biden, you know, is saying he's trying to, you know, recover the soul of the nation, and the Republicans, especially MAGA Republicans, they're very specific. MAGA Republicans are against the Constitution and against, you know, civil rights. But
yeah.
The problem is that's completely opposite of what people are saying. You know, the conservatives that supported opening schools, the conservatives that supported no vax mandates, the states that stayed open, the economies that kept going when the Democratic economy started shrinking, when, you know, the more blue states were closing things down, are exactly why you're having a very powerful movement towards the America First, MAGA, whatever, Make America Great Again. I mean, how can you really argue against Make America Great Again? It was a brilliant campaign scheme. So you've got Joe Biden making these comments and actually twisting people while we're facing very serious issues, and one in particular is the impact on education. And there was a study that just came out from the basically from the Education Association that's responsible. They call it the scorecard for the nation, or the report card for the nation. And they've been taking, since the late 70s, they've been annually taking tests on nine-year-olds to take a look at how academically they're doing. And what turns out, and they actually shape it in because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the testing shows that students lost in mathematics and reading an entire generation of improvements in skills. An entire generation. And that
Jim,
is
you want to cite some of those studies, please?
Pardon me?
You want to cite some of those exact studies?
Well, yeah, that's what I was just talking about. The national, it's the National Academic. Right now the actual words popped out of my head, but the study's been posted. It's actually being reported in a number of different places, and they're done annually, so it's not something surprised or inconsistent with what we've seen in the past. And those studies are showing a significant reduction in academic achievement in mathematics and reading
right.
for students in America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's just the sad thing is it was specifically because students were locked out of classrooms. And the study points out that they need to have more in-person learning. They're shaping it as the COVID pandemic lockout, but it's basically the decisions that forced classrooms to close. And those decisions were based on advice that came from the CDC, from people like Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, from the entire task force, and then perpetuated and continued under the Biden regime to an extreme level. To where I moved from the state of Washington so I could get my kids back into school.
Yeah, I know you did.
And if you remember, back in September of 2020, I wrote an article, Epoch Times, specifically outlining the no impact to children. And all the data was there. Since May, really, everybody knew. And most European countries had actually understood that. But here in the United States, the teachers' associations, the teachers' unions, heavily lobbied the Democratic leadership and Democratic Party and used it to really infuriate people, but also to lock children out of classrooms when there was absolutely no evidence that there was a risk to children and that they did not pass the virus very effectively at all.
Right.
In spite of mainstream media, CNN saying that they were, quote, disease vectors. That was absolute lying, manipulation, and fraud. And it has now caused a generational decline in academic scoring for children that will take really years, if not a couple of decades, to recoup.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't disagree with that because I know what happened to your kids. If I'm not mistaken, your son, who was valedictorian of the Blaine High School senior class, valedictorian, top student, et cetera, when he got back to college on the East Coast, he had to take courses over again. That was my understanding.
He did. He had to take, he took calculus, he took it again, and he was behind. My daughter was an AP student. She was the top of her class, a couple years behind William. She came back, and she's been struggling to catch back up because they stayed open out here much longer.
Right.
They went back into in-person schooling. Of course, there's also the mask requirements that were absolutely ineffective, and all the science proved it, but unfortunately, we still have people out there that believe the lies that have been perpetuated about about what would stop the virus or not. And it's really these lies that just continue to undermine any confidence in these major once respected institutions.
Yeah. Well, this provides a great segue over into what's happening economically in the United States right now. The Democrats are saying we're farther ahead than we have ever been. More people are at work right now than have ever been at work, et cetera, et cetera. As we have chatted in the past, employment numbers are a very interesting thing in the sense that they are very easy to manipulate. I would have to say that from what I have seen on the street, that in my area, my part of the country, I would have to say that employment is really not doing too well. too many people are not working because they don't have to, because the government is paying them not to work. Kind of scary to me, Jim.
It is, and I think, you know, that's you've got contradictory numbers. You've got an increase that just came out with more jobs created,
yeah,
but you've also got a rise in unemployment. And some analysts are saying, well, okay, the rise in unemployment means that's a good thing because that'll maybe have an impact on inflation and maybe the Fed won't have to raise interest rates so much higher. But I think what we're seeing is we still have not recovered to full the same level of numbers of people in the workforce that we had prior to the lockdowns. So once again, here's an example of the economic impact and the entire idea that this regime right now is perpetuating, that we didn't go into recession last quarter. You know, these types of spinning and absolute lying means that people aren't taking the right actions to solve the problems in order to improve them for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a different take in the labor market right now. We are definitely still, you know, pretty high in inflation. You know, you can't say that because 1 month we had a flat level of inflation that somehow we've beaten the curve on it. We don't know. And as we see, there's going to be continued inflation for a period of time until we get ourselves into an economic dilemma. Hey, Al, I did want to real quickly, the name of the report that I was talking about, it's called the Nation's Report Card, was actually done by the Nationalists. It's called the National Assessment of Educational Progress. It's published out there. It has a very, very bleak picture of what's happening in America right now, specifically with nine-year-olds. And it's really some of the worst impact that we've ever seen in the slowdown in academics. We've been gaining ground for decades with kids in math.
Jim, we got 10 seconds.
Yeah. So, okay.
We're going to take that over into
big impact.
The next second. We'll take that over into the next second. Stick around.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the McKinney-Cornyn Political Opinion Hour. Jim wants to talk a little bit how free speech is being silenced in America today. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing for people to understand right now is that, you know, that First Amendment that allows us free speech, that guarantees us free speech, and states that because of the rights we were born with, we're able to speak, not because the government allows us these rights. They're being trampled on and pressured in all corners. But most importantly, to understand that the U.S. government right now has been heavily involved in silencing people's speech. And they're doing it through influence in big tech. And a lot of it started along with the COVID pandemic crisis, where I mean, a lot of it's been going on for a long time. The CIA has been very involved in doing psychological operations and influencing media. That was originally in 1947 with the National Security Act, an effort to stop the flow of communism, to protect the fundamental principles of our nation. Well, what we see is this complete inversion now, where we actually have progressive ideologies, more communist views, and the government is now suppressing people that want free and open conversations. And they're using these massive capabilities within big tech. So we have heard over the last, you know, week that, you know, the FBI reached out to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and warned them of Russian disinformation, which is why Facebook and their senior leadership actually silenced the Hunter Biden laptop story a few weeks before the election. That's direct interference with an election process, and that's using the FBI to do it.
Yeah.
We now have reporting that over 50 individuals within the Biden administration have been involved in multiple agencies. I believe 12 agencies have been involved in either dictating or influencing media outlets and tech companies in order to silence information they claimed was disinformation on COVID vaccinations and so forth. But what it turns out is that, in fact, the information the government was giving out was actually inaccurate. So here you've got this problem, this massive problem of major elements within the United States government going directly against what the principles of the Constitution are in order to silence individuals, organizations, and even media outlets and intimidate them with both law enforcement, threats of violence, and just cooperation. And, of course, many of these tech companies, even if they didn't want to be involved in that, they're doing it because they know the potential regulatory impact of not following what the government says. And we're seeing this across the board, and I think it comes down to an orchestrated effort by key individuals within the Biden administration, and I think some of our blog people have actually mentioned them in particular. People like Lisa Monaco, who was actually in the Obama administration and an advisor, who is now the Deputy Attorney General, using law enforcement in order to target a political enemy of this regime. Avril Haines, the Director of National Intelligence, who was involved, who was Deputy Director of Central Intelligence, and she was on the National Security Affairs Council for the White House for Obama. She, again, is one of these people that have infiltrated in and using the powers of the intelligence community and shaping intelligence in order to achieve political ends. And, of course, the person behind most of this is the political advisor to the president, which is Susan Rice. All three of these women were very closely associated with the Obama administration, have tremendous influence over the Biden administration, are continuing policies that started back in the Obama administration, and they are using powers, along with many others in this government, in order to silence individuals, to target and threaten people with the intelligence community and with the Department of Justice.
Yeah, it's kind of scary how that's going on. I mean, front and center, you've got Facebook, and then you've got Twitter and all the rest of them. When there are things you simply cannot say, and I know that the progressives would say, well, you can't say certain things because they are lies. How do you respond to that, Jim?
Yeah, you know, when you have someone like the White House, the White House spokesperson in a public setting, actual in the daily briefing, arguing with a news reporter who says people are crossing the border on foot, yet a famous tennis player can't fly in because they're not vaccinated, but people are walking across the border on foot and they're unvaccinated and they're being distributed around the country.
Right.
And she says, that's not true. But it's true. We all see it. How does a spokesperson for the White House say that's not true? I think Tucker Carlson did a fantastic piece on this last night. Showed a lot of visual statements and factual statements of what she said, which were complete lies.
Mm-hmm.
The lying is preposterous. It's unbelievable. It's insanity. But there are a certain segment of the population, far too many actually, that hear this stuff and just think that want to trust the government or are so politically aligned one side or the other that they ignore the reality of what's happening in America right now. And it's really damaging to this country. There has to be some sort of pushback. And when you have President Biden come out last night and basically target people and specifically outline it, you have to wonder if in fact maybe that's a justification as a national security threat for the President of the United States to sign documents that will allow him to pursue and prosecute people that actually support, quote, MAGA agenda.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, as Biden said last night, you got to stand up and fight, as he said. And
I'm sorry, say that again. I missed it, Al. I stepped over you a little bit.
As Biden said last night to his believers, you have to stand up and fight.
Yeah, and you've got to wonder, what fight what? You know, I live in a neighborhood with nice people. I am friends with people around me. Some of them are liberal. Some of them are conservative. Some of them are more conservative than me. Some of them are off the rails. And why in the world would a president stand up and divide our nation that way? I do not understand.
I don't know.
And why would he then
obviously,
use the powers
I don't know. He
to
wants
silence
to win the
them?
Election.
Well, and they're so desperate. And what it shows is a level of desperation, in my view. And I've said this before. I've said it on the show. I've said it off camera. I've said it in many speeches. When an authoritarian regime someone that has a tendency towards authoritarianism, when they are under pressure, their only solution for survival is to become more stringent, to become more regulatory, to use violence and force.
Right.
And unfortunately, with people like Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and with some of these political operatives inside Washington in the Department of Justice and with the Counterintelligence Division in the FBI, you have to wonder how far they're willing to go and when will people push back, or when will there be enough pushback to stop this encroachment on individual liberties and civil rights?
You know, I got to tell you, I don't know. It's pretty obvious the tact that one of the two major political parties is taking right now, and I think that's too bad. I wish we could simply have civil conversation about our differences. I have not seen a civil conversation about our differences yet, Jim.
Well, and here's the problem.
Less than a minute, Jim.
Yeah, I got it. I'm watching the clock here. Here's the problem we're facing. So Republicans have wanted a civil conversation. People like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy.
Right.
Kevin McCarthy became milquetoast. Hey, you're not worried about inflation. You know, you're blaming other people, whatever. These people, they think that they can negotiate.
Right.
The problem is the extreme on the left, they have no desire to negotiate. They don't want to negotiate. They want to manipulate. And they don't have a moral high ground or a moral standard. They will lie. They will do whatever it takes for victory. And unfortunately, I don't want to lose the moral high ground. I want to continue to do what's right, and I want to treat people with respect.
Right.
But the problem is the other side is going to use whatever advantage they can, and unfortunately that's very detrimental.
Yeah. Well, it is very detrimental. We're going to see what happens. We've got an election coming up here. We got what I would call almost a primary election coming up this year. It'll be very interesting to see what the results of that are, and we'll certainly discuss it and opine on that also. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.